Y sí se puede. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes. Sandra Lopez walked out of the safety of Sanctuary Monday into a welcoming crowd in front of the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Parsonage in Carbondale. She told about 30 supporters gathered in the rain that she's free because of an email from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
I have something right in front, ICE. They say I'm not a priority for deportation. That's why I'm going out from Sanctuary. So I want to live my normal life. Yeah. I want to enjoy with my children and with my husband.
Sophia Clark, a Lopez supporter and former head of the local chapter of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, says Lopez is no longer a priority for removal.
She feels that that is a good faith commitment on ICE's part to allow her to go home, and she has a case pending in the courts that she's hoping for a positive resolution on, and that for now she is not a priority for them to pursue her deportation, that they're focusing on other priorities.
Lopez was arrested in 2010 and charged with misdemeanor criminal mischief and domestic violence. The charges were dropped, but the arresting officer reported her to ICE when she couldn't provide a Colorado ID. She faced deportation until her attorney, Jennifer Smith, got a stay of removal. The stay was revoked in October 2017, and Lopez decided to seek sanctuary. She's still under a deportation order, but a recent Supreme Court decision has given her hope. Jennifer Smith says the Pereira versus Sessions ruling could have an impact on many cases.
It has a bearing on every case in which the government failed to properly issue a notice to appear. Mm-hmm. That's a legal term for the document that starts an immigration court case. And Liam and I and our office have been working hard to use it in a way that we can for every client.
If the NTA does not designate a specific time or place to appear, then it's invalid. The Pereira decision ruled that an invalid NTA does not affect an unauthorized immigrant's ability to accumulate days living in the U.S. But Smith says the invalid NTA has other implications.
It also means they weren't properly in front of the court. So our argument, and many across the country are trying to argue that, you know, if the immigration court doesn't have the power to hear the case, then it certainly doesn't have the power to deport that person.
Immigrations could reissue a valid NTA, or if the immigrant is not a priority for removal, as is apparently the case with Sandra Lopez, the government might not issue a new NTA. But how risky is it for Lopez to step out of sanctuary? The ICE email does not offer any assurance against deportation.
I think under this administration and the various policy statements that they've made, that is a pretty strong statement. I was very excited that we were able to get that from them.
Lopez vowed to continue to fight for her ability to stay in the U.S. But Sophia Clark says Lopez and others like her do not have a clear path to legal immigration.
Until there is policy change on the federal level, Sandra and millions of people like her are still going to be stuck in this limbo. She might have her case, the deportation, closed, but it would be extremely difficult for her to find any way for a more permanent protection and for the government to recognize that she does belong here.
To remedy that, Lopez and the other three women in sanctuary in Colorado created the People's Resolution, calling on state and federal legislators to create a clear path to citizenship for all undocumented immigrants. But for now, Sandra Lopez is satisfied to be reunited with her family. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.